And as we continue to follow the situation in Nepal after that huge earthquake over the weekend, it is worth noting that social media and technology more broadly have played a big role in helping people find their loved ones and support the relief effort. For more on that, let's check in with our weekly guide to the world of tech, Recode. Kurt Wagner is editor of social media for Recode. He's following this. And Kurt, what are some of the big companies getting involved in the relief effort?
Hi, Jeremy. Thanks for having me. Yes, as you mentioned, a number of big major tech companies are getting pretty heavily involved, including Facebook and Apple and Google. And you've seen a lot of the telecom providers doing the same thing. And so it's been really intriguing to watch kind of Silicon Valley, but the broader tech community in general respond to what's happened in Nepal.
Well, and one of the things that they're doing is offering services, a new service on Facebook, for example, that helps people identify whether their loved ones that are there in Nepal are safe. Tell us a little bit about what Facebook and Google, for that matter, have done there.
So Facebook actually rolled out what's called a safety check back in October. And the feature identifies people geographically who might be in a region where there's been some kind of natural disaster, in this case, obviously, Nepal. And what it does is it prompts those users to mark whether or not they're safe and kind of share that information with their friends on Facebook. And so for those people who are, you know, have loved ones, who have friends in the region, it's a pretty cool feature because it enables them to kind of check in, broadcast to everybody, hey, don't worry, I'm okay, and kind of put everyone else at ease. And Google has something that it's called Google Person Finder, and it's kind of this central hub where people can not only share that, okay, here's information about me and my friends who are safe, but other people who are maybe looking for someone could post and say, I'm looking for, you know, Kurt, and here's what he's like. Can someone please respond if they know that he's safe? And so these two companies are really trying to connect people in the region with those that they care about outside of the region.
Meantime, some of the phone companies of old, and maybe some of the communication companies that are newer, like Microsoft, which owns Skype, of course, are offering ways for people to communicate with each other for free.
That's correct. And I think Viber is doing something as well, which is a messaging app. And, you know, you got to appreciate that they're cutting their fees. Like you mentioned Skype. So I believe it's free calls in and out of the Nepal region for Skype. And I think that there's others, maybe Sprint and T-Mobile, I believe, are also doing something similar just in order to again, connect people outside of the region with people in the region. One thing that has been an issue that I've been reading is, of course, there's not a lot of connectivity in Nepal, especially given the earthquake. There's been a lot of infrastructure damage.
Right.
And so there are these nice features, both with the Facebook, the Google, the telcos, but it's not necessarily that everyone has access to internet or to a phone, for that matter, to make these calls. So the tech is there and it's helpful. Doesn't mean that everyone's actually been able to use it.
And allow me to be cynical for a second. These are companies. They are not utilities. They are in the business of making money. Are they really being the good Samaritans that they look like they're being here? Or why do they have an incentive to do this and to offer these services right now?
Well, it's hard to bash them too much for doing good
work. And I'm not bashing them, by the way. I'm just asking.
Sure.
Just asking.
Sorry, I didn't mean you specifically, but what I meant was, you know, they are trying to help, but as you pointed out, these are businesses. I mean, Facebook has users all over the world, and it's trying to capture new users in a lot of emerging markets like Nepal. And so you would be, if I'm Facebook, it is kind of a win-win, and I don't mean to make this insensitively, but you know, you're not only helping, you're doing what you can as a big corporation with a lot of money, with a lot of power to help out in the area, but at the same time, you're showing the people of Nepal who use Facebook and potentially the people who will use Facebook that you care about that community. And I think the same goes for Apple, the same goes for Google. I mean, these are now global corporations that have users and customers all over the world. And so it's in their best interest, of course, to provide for those customers, especially in times of need like this.
And the other thing that some of these tech companies are doing, and I'm talking about Apple and PayPal and Twitter here, are they're allowing people to donate in an easier way. Tell us more about what they're doing there.
Right. So Facebook has a kind of a call to action at the top of the news feed when you log in that's asking people to donate to Nepal. Apple is doing something through iTunes. PayPal is taking donations. And a lot of what they're doing is just trying to make this as simple as possible, really. So whereas a couple years ago, in order to donate, you know, you may have to call, you may have to share your credit card information over the phone, whatever it may be. Now, especially, you know, with iTunes, a lot of our credit cards are already in the system. You simply log in, you hit donate, and voila, you know, your money has been transferred. And I know that a couple of these companies are also donating themselves. Facebook, for example, is matching up to $2 million of donations from users. So it just kind of streamlines the process, makes it a lot easier for people to give their money.
Some of the ways that the tech companies are getting involved in the relief efforts in Nepal and the efforts to find loved ones there. Kurt Wagner, editor of social media for Recode. Thank you so much.
Yes, thanks, Jeremy.
And Here and Now is a production of NPR and WBUR in association with the BBC World Service. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Robin Young. This is Here and Now.